When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Let's get into it.
So we still have Kate with us.
I'm so happy.
My daughter, too. Kate Krauser, is
hello everyone
with us again.
And Melissa.
And Melissa. We kicked Brian to the back.
Yeah.
But for good reason.
Yes.
So we were having a conversation before because Kate has actually joined a couple classes, but with school, obviously, she can't come during the school year, so I made her get up one day last week, and she came with me to one of your
Wednesday class.
It was strength.
Welcome to The Secret Life of Parkinson's, a podcast created by people living with Parkinson's to help break the stigma of a disease no one likes to talk about. Now, here are your hosts, Jessica Krauser and Brian Baker. Strength.
Let's be honest. Wait, let's back up a little bit. Why did you come to class, Kate? There were two reasons, if I recall.
Oh, yeah.
So I could get my venti strawberry acai with light ice, no berries, and a cake pop.
Wow. Right after work. Could have just said
Starbucks.
Really could have just left it at Starbucks.
Yeah, Starbucks and chair.
Yes. But you also came because...
So I could see you.
Well, yeah. But like, no, because you were you're in training.
Oh my God, yeah. And we were off that week.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, but your training does not compare to this training.
No. Like, it's hard, but when you have an instructor, it's definitely different. I mean, we still do, but it's definitely a bit more of a push.
Yeah. So what did you notice?
Yeah.
What do you mean? When I was there? Well, I like how you talk throughout your workouts in your little microphone.
Oh, yeah.
It's very fun and entertaining. Like, it's not like a quiet, like when I'm like lifting, it's so, like, it's not boring, but it's just like, what am I doing next, you know? But like this, it was fun. But at the same time, I was like, after I was done doing some, like in the middle of doing a workout, like something, I had to lay on the floor. I was like, wait. And I looked up and I saw these like 70, 80 year olds doing it. And I was like, they can do it. I can do it.
I had to tell her that a couple of times.
Yeah.
Well, that can.
At one point, she goes, teenager down.
Indeed.
Yes, you were.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a tough workout.
Yeah.
But there's a reason.
There's a reason.
You have to push.
Mm-hmm. We push it. We push it to the limits.
Yeah.
But you also have to keep... As you get older, we tend to not want to do things. And as they say, motion is lotion. So if we can continue to work on getting down on the floor and doing all that good stuff, then people will be able to play with their grandkids.
Exactly.
And, I mean, do your grandparents get on the floor with you and play? Do you remember when you were younger?
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah.
But they're active and they exercise. Yeah. And.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that makes a huge difference. Makes a big difference. And
you know what else that we didn't do? I don't think that class, but she was part of a class one time when we did like on a Friday, and it was you had to, I think, read one of the sticks that had the words on it or colors on it and walk or do something, or you had to.
Oh my gosh. I remember that. The little dots.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So that was like more of a...
That was mind. Mental.
Yeah. Right. That was a cognitive
I was like
task.
Was that in the summer?
That was like not maybe last summer.
Yeah, I think so. I was like, it's not school yet. I don't know what I'm doing. But then afterwards, it was helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to think and move at the same time yeah, for like, anyone.
It's like doing that.
Right. Pat your head.
Done that in forever.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what? It actually, I think I really do think that, that along with just the regular exercise that we do, I know we do that during class and sometimes after, really helped with my ability to like, I don't know if it was thinking of words. Oh yeah. Cause you would always say, you're like, think of words that begin with Y or mm-hmm. with W or mm-hmm. something. And I would literally be able to think of like one word and I'm like, why can't I think of anything else?
Yeah.
And then finally I was able to like start really getting more words. So it's, mm-hmm. it's one of those things like even with your body, it's with your mind. If you don't practice,
mm-hmm.
you have to
keep up
in class.
Yeah, well, that and like you can't just do it one day and be like, okay.
Right, right. Yeah. Good point.
You yes. have to keep going if you want to, you know.
I thought you were going to say you have to keep up like with being in class, which mm-hmm. is to your point when you were saying when you're just exercising at the gym, like for your training, like no one's truly watching you.
No.
Where she's watching. And so when she watches you and other people are around you, you can't just stop.
No.
I mean, you can if you physically need to.
Right, right.
But that's what pushes you. So when there's people that are like, oh, I just work out at home. And it's like, it's good to
right.
do something.
It's better than nothing.
Better than nothing.
Yeah. But
to really push yourself.
Right. Yeah. Because people are watching you and, you know.
Yeah.
You know, like you saw these 70 whatever, 60, 70, 80-year-olds doing yeah. stuff. And you were like, wow. So.
And what were we doing? We did a ton of squats.
Oh, my God, yeah. Push-ups, which I did like two.
That's when teenager went down.
Yeah, teenager went down on the push-ups.
That's when I went down.
What else? We did, like, flies, like, right?
Yes.
Rows and flies.
And things with your legs. That was, like.
Oops, medicine time.
Party time.
Sorry.
Party time.
Yeah.
That's what it's
you
called
have
at our
to
house.
Think of the positives. Medicine time is party time.
It's party time.
Yeah, that was dad's
yeah.
doing.
Derek that's actually really cute. That's a great way to spin a positive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it as a party every time.
No. But that's good that you notice that and are aware of that because that is implanting stuff. You know what I mean? Like that
yeah.
you know at a young age, which a lot of people don't get. You
yeah.
know? But you've got to keep up with it. And mm-hmm. training is for life, even though it's not like something everybody wants to do all the time.
Yeah. But. And it's not easy, but I saw a couple people there that like really you can tell push themselves and other people that are there for like not so the social aspect, but that, but also like when they don't go as far as other people,
right.
but they're still there.
Yeah. Right. They're showing up. They're showing, and yeah. that's what I say, you know, getting through the door is the hardest part because
yeah.
a lot of people have that apathy and they're like, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it. And
making that even movement to get into the gym.
Right.
See people, talk to people, it does more than people think.
Right.
Yeah.
In fact, I had a conversation with one of our newest members yesterday because he called. He's like, you know, I'm watching these podcasts and he's like, he's like that apathy and the fatigue is so real.
Yeah.
And he's like, here I thought I'm just like a lazy bum, you know? And he's like, but once I get into the gym and I'm around other people and seeing everybody else, but he said that first part of just getting,
mm-hmm.
willing yeah. myself to get there is the hardest part.
Yeah.
I mean, so. It's still hard for me after 5 years. Like mm-hmm. there's days where like I'll come home or
blame
like I'll
me.
Be, huh?
Sometimes she blames it on me. I hear it. Like she'll go in and she'll be like, Kate kept me from waking up. No, I didn't.
Kate had girls over last night and they were up until I heard that one before.
That's happened. Yeah. But like, but there are times like it is hard to get out the mm-hmm. door because like I'll wake up early like with the dogs or when they were going like when it was like during school. And then I was doing stuff for like 2 hours in the morning and then I'm like, oh, I'm just like tired and mm-hmm. I just don't want to like go. And that's where she'll always say, she's like, do you go to Starbucks every day? I'm like, only, it's only when I reward myself.
That's your incentive. Yeah.
If I get to go work out, then I get to get a Starbucks.
Yeah, and that's what I told this gentleman yesterday, one of our new guys, I said, incentivize yourself. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you had mm-hmm. kids, you know, like set up a little plan, like,
yeah.
You know, go 3 days in a row and get a donut. I don't
yeah.
know, whatever.
Dr. Malone yeah. said it. She's like, I totally, you know, pat yourself on the back mm-hmm. for stuff.
Yeah, especially doing something after. I went to that workout mainly for that Starbucks.
Here it is. Here's the truth.
When I woke up, I was like, oh, I don't want to get up. Especially, I had to go to the dentist this morning.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and someone got the time mixed up. I had to.
Someone.
Sorry.
So I had to, actually, I was supposed to ride my bike to the dentist this morning, but I ended up riding my brother's electric scooter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
did you make it on time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She did.
So it's just like, it's hard to get up out of bed, but once you do, especially after working at, like after your workouts and we go, you know, treat ourselves, you're up like during mm-hmm. the day.
And you feel rather, so much better.
So much better.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
And yeah. you get to like tell yourself, I just worked out today.
Yeah.
And the morning is the best because you get it over with.
Yeah, it's done. And then you don't have it like thinking, you know, constantly mm-hmm. like, oh, I still didn't exercise.
Exactly.
I really need to.
But this is why I think it's good like for people to, this is why, you know, I've always, not this is not the reason why, but one of the reasons why I'm happy that I was very open with the kids and the rest of my family about, you know, having this, because it's like, I don't want to do all this stuff by myself.
Right.
You know, it's like, not that I need to drag them into everything, but it's fun to exercise together. Oh, like during COVID, we exercised in the basement. Like I showed them how to do stuff. Like I was, you know, teaching them a lot, which was great, but.
I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, I know, like when you'll have people, if you're on Zoom.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, who's that?
Who's
that
there?
Doesn't look like Kate, but that's someone in there. Because Ben joined you a couple mm-hmm. times too.
Yeah,
so
he'll join.
It was good to get. And that's the one thing too. Like we kind of had a little coming out party for you when you were like finally told work and your family and stuff. And it was like, it makes a big difference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you can involve people in your.
Yeah. And you don't have to hide anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think if you didn't tell anyone, that would be horrible.
There's a lot of people that don't.
There's a lot of people that don't.
And I feel bad because.
Well, because they're like, not
I don't do a lot, but I definitely say like, if, you know, I didn't do what I did like do to help her, it would be, you'd be under so much.
Well,
anxiety.
No, not only that, like even just like from working out perspective, like, you know, people be like, well, you know, do you have to go work out? Or, and this is the best. I always get this sometimes still like with work. If I have a call right after a workout and I'm like, I look like a mess and I'm like, sorry, like I just got done working out. And they're like, I wish I could, you know, I wish I could be better like you. And I missed my workout. And I'm like, I have to, like, it's like you not taking a medication in the morning. Mm-hmm. Like if I don't do this, I'm not going to be the person I want to be in the next 5 years.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So
do it now. Well, also, your future self will thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you say, I wish I was getting better. Like I want to work out, then do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You just have to move.
Just have to get out of the bed.
Well, it's hard. That's the old saying out there that make time for your wellness or make time for your illness later.
Oh, I never heard that.
Yeah.
That's nice, actually. Yeah,
it is. Hmm. It's a nice way of saying get moving now.
What was your hardest exercise to do in there?
Well, I don't know if where you did like the lunges almost.
Oh, yeah, you didn't like that.
No, it hurt my knees, definitely. Oh. But that's just...
little young knees.
I don't know if that's just... I don't know if it what it is, growing pains or basketball, but... Or the one that actually that was kind of hard, like, the one where you had to, like, squat, but then at the same time you had to, like, hold something.
Yeah, we were probably doing two movements at the same time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because it's definitely hard when you do more than one thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like you incorporate that in a nice way. Like instead of just like doing a lunge, you like grab a weight. Or if you can't grab a weight, then you like, I don't know, you like hold your arm up or something.
Hold on to something.
Yeah.
Maybe you have a future in exercise. Maybe she can take over PD Next Steps.
Maybe I could. Yeah.
And then you can get 15% off Lululemon.
That's right. It's actually 25, but, ooh, you know, I'm even better. Yeah. Maybe by that day it'll be 30. Who knows?
Exactly.
Any updates? Oh, you know, we can talk about real quick is the study that came out in February about exercise. And so, but I did a ChatGPT on this. There are over 400 studies on people living with Parkinson's and exercise.
Wow.
That's a lot of studies.
And we don't hear about only...
No. So that's what I was talking to somebody at work today. Just be like, can we bring all those studies together to then pitch it to payers or whomever? But going back to like, you know, just getting like certifications for certain things so we can say, this is a PD approved gym or class and you get to go there for free or for like... $5. You know what I mean? Like, just how do we do that? Because on top of all the medication expense that we have, you know, some people are now have the expense of a gym.
Right.
Like if they're, you know, wanting to really push themselves, which they should.
Well, and that's the hard part too, because when you're a for-profit business, which I hate that term anyway, but it's hard to say like, yeah, but I still have to keep the doors open. You know, like we still have expenses and I know this is good for you and I know this is like what you need to do, but at the same time, it's still a business. And so, but it's unfortunate that the insurance companies aren't like, we need to find a study. We need to do a study where we can prove like this is going to.
Well, but the thing is, it is proven. Like they actually did DAT brain scans.
Right.
And they showed the improvement. Right. Over 6 months or a year?
I think it was 6 months. 6 months, yeah.
But yeah, so I want to...
And let's bring more light to that as well. Because, I mean, yeah, it was a small study. But DAT scans aren't cheap. You know, we're just... Yeah, there's so many factors. But
yeah. We'll get somebody to help us fund it and execute it.
Yes.
So if anybody's listening and has that ability... We'd like to fund a research study.
Yes, we got a lot of participants.
Yeah, because what I'd love to do, and like this would be huge, so it would be probably way too expensive, but like with PD Next Steps, we have our older cohort, I guess, men and women over a certain age. And then we have a handful of young, and I can get more young individuals because they're around, so we can bring them into the gym. Then we can also have a group of young and old on Zoom
mm.
to show what are the differences. And then we can check out the all different factors, like the, I don't know if it's like, I don't know how you test, if you test like for like apathy or depression or whatever. So like, what is it like on Zoom? Is it any different
mm-hmm.
than it is in class?
Mm-hmm.
Or is the, are your, is your DAP brain scan or the, your movements different because you're on Zoom versus in class? You know, mm-hmm. like even just looking at that, but then looking at it versus each, you know, the different age groups.
Age groups, right.
Yeah. And compare it to people that don't exercise.
Yes.
And there's plenty of those.
Absolutely. Unfortunately.
Which,
yeah.
Which it is unfortunate, but it's like, I totally get it. It's, you know, it's easy. It's easier to say, just get out of bed. I mean, even you hate getting out of bed and you don't have anything to deal with, you know? So it's
no.
like having this of like, I know I'm tired because of, or mm-hmm. I don't want to get out of bed because of, and it's hard. I totally get it. But yeah.
Yeah. I don't even have anything to do in the morning. And I'm like, oh,
so you don't have a neurological disorder sure. and you don't have anything to do.
So, huh.
Love to be 14.
During the school year, during the school year, I will. Yeah, Mom.
I know.
14 and a half. Sorry. 14 and 7 months.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Wait, yeah.
Well, it was fun having you here, Kate.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Well, hopefully you can come again soon.
Oh, yeah, I will. It just has to be in the summer when I'm tan.
And then on that note.
So,
or after vacation.
In our last 30 seconds, I'll leave you with this. Exercise for Parkinson's patients is critical to slow the progression. It's not easy. One, it's not easy to get up out of bed and get yourself motivated to go. But also, your exercises should not be that easy as well. It shouldn't be easy for a 14-year-old to do it. And if it's not, then you know you're pushing yourself. But still be careful, listen to your doctor, and hopefully you can find a PD community that has a great exercise program like we do, PD Next Steps. Thanks, and have a great day. The Secret Life of Parkinson's is produced by Melissa Carlson and Steve Brandenburg. To contact us, email info@thesecretlifeofpd.org. The Secret Life of Parkinson's is not responsible or liable for any medical advice, diagnosis, course of treatment, or any other information obtained through this podcast. The information provided by The Secret Life of Parkinson's is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you heard on this podcast. You are encouraged to consult a physician for a definitive diagnosis.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.